you call that part of the building anything different? That is, if you were talking about going where this grain would be stored, would you refer to that as any different part of the barn?
No, ma'am.
Do you have any special name for it?
No, ma'am.
All right. What about the upper part of the barn? I think you mentioned this before.
Ma'am.
What
we
would you call that?
We just got it up in the loft.
Up in the loft,
yes,
all right.
Ma'am.
Are there any other places where you might store hay in the barn?
No, it'd just be up in the loft, because Mr. Harmon got some bars over there, and Naz got that up over, and that's what we call it, up in the loft.
Oh, there's still one over at the big farm?
Yes, ma'am.
Over there, uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
But they don't store hay in it, I guess, anymore, do they, or do they, for the horses?
No, it's some hay up there, but it's old.
I see.
Yes, it's
there are few horses over there still, aren't there?
Yes, ma'am. It's about four.
Uh-huh. They're pretty.
Yeah.
All right, if there is hay piled up outside the barn, what would you call that?
That's a haystack.
Haystack, all right. And what about, have you seen where there are four poles and a sliding roof? Have you seen anything like that? If so, what would you call that outside where there's hay?
The shed.
Well, it has four poles. I've seen them, not recently, but four poles and then a sliding roof. What would you call that? A shed, you say?
Yeah.
You heard it called by any other name?
No, ma'am.
For hay?
No.
All right. Let's see. And when you first cut the hay, what do you do with it? Do you remember?
When you first cut it, you leave it in the field till the next day. And then you get they have the rake. They rakes it up in round rows like, and then they have the hay baler. They go down, you know, and picks the hay up and bale it.
Hay
and it drop,
baler?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
And it drops it out. And then a truck come along and they load it on and hauls it.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. It's just, you know, this time one bale gets out, it's another coming right on behind it.
All right. And what, do you know any names for those little piles of hay that are raked up in the field? What do they call those little piles? Or what do you call them?
That's what they call a little hay pile.
All right.
Yes.
Let's see now. On a farm, or your farm, do you remember the place for keeping milk and butter? What was that place called? Do you remember?
You mean after we would churn it?
Yes, after it's churned. Where did you store? Where did you keep it?
In the ice box. We got an ice box, because then it, you know, it was the ice man come around and brought ice, and you put ice in it, in that box.
Yes.
And you put your food and milk down under there. The ice was in the top.
Right. All right.
Yes, ma'am. And you'd get 100 pound, 50 pound, 25 pound, whatever you wanted. And that's where we kept it.
I remember that too.
Yes, ma'am.
But what about? Do you remember when you're for your grand, for your grandmama, for processing, when they made all of this for the churning and so on. What did you call that?
She would keep it in jars and pitchers. Then they had them old clay pitchers, I think is what they call them. And she would put the milk in there, you know, and the next morning the cream would be rolled on it. And then she'd pour it into the churn and churn it in a big